Hey guys, welcome to Survivor on AfterBuzz TV. This is episode 9, still throwing punches. I think if we learned one thing tonight, it's that you can't trust anybody. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right, so this was a surprise song.
We ain't never getting older.
Does this connect to Survivor though?
I think it means that someone
Taylor. Of course
the millennials.
I think it means that Taylor needs to grow up.
The millennials are
Taylor needs to grow up.
Taylor needs to grow
up. I think they all need to grow up.
Nice job, Steven.
I think they all need to grow up too. It was a crazy episode, you guys. Thanks so much for joining us on AfterBuzz tonight. Make sure to like, subscribe, and thanks for joining us on YouTube every week. I'm your host.
I love the YouTubers.
Paige Bonanno. You can join me and follow me on Instagram and Twitter and all social media at Paige Bonanno.
And I'm Michael Rippey, and you can find me on social media, maybe chat with me, at Mike Rips.
Can they find you?
I hope so. Please, find me.
Hi, guys, and I'm your host, Dominique. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePESQ. You should follow.
Guys, it feels fantastic to be back this week, and just wild madness going on. I've already commented a couple times on Twitter. You can find me there, at Michael Klaus TV. Find me on Instagram, at Michael Klaus, at the only MC.
Oh, God, he doesn't even know what you mean.
It's been a while. I am so worked up. Taylor is a tool, a douche, whatever word you want to use, insert right there.
Yes.
Let us know on the live
chat. And thank you guys. Yes, I was about to say, thank you for joining us on the live chat. We've already got a lot of buzz going. I know it was a crazy episode, so join in. Let us know what you think, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on tonight's episode. Because it was crazy.
Yeah.
Overall, any overall thoughts before we dive in?
It was very Gen X millennial. I will say that was my thought throughout the episode. And then I don't want to majorly harp on like that final scene. But that final scene was a total Gen X millennial thing. Where Taylor was like, but I'm telling you guys that I stole. I'm coming forward to being truthful that I stole.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
Right.
It's not.
It was, I mean, like, obviously in the end it was, like, a duel between millennials, but, like, we did see most of the episode, as you're saying, is Gen X versus millennial. Like, even when we had the schoolyard pick, it was literally all millennials on one side and all Gen X on the other, yes. Plus Taylor. So, well,
speaking of the schoolyard pick, I gotta tell you, the least valuable player tonight's episode was Hannah for
Hannah.
Me. Just awful. Just completely awful.
I mean...
She goes, I'm never going to be a sports captain.
I'm never
going
to be a sports captain.
She can't pick a team to save her life. She can't play in anything
to
save her life.
She was out of the challenge in like 1 second.
Not even that. She should have picked the little ham and cheese.
Her and Jess got a nice little break just standing around.
But if she would have picked the food, that would have been her best pick of the night.
Yeah.
By far.
And she was on a high coming into this episode, too.
She was.
But I don't know. It's crazy.
Yep.
Speaking of the rift between the millennials, I mean, even at the beginning of the episode, we kind of foreshadowed the whole Taylor Adam thing. Like right at the beginning, they're talking about, you know, they have these secrets on each other. And what did you guys think of the whole, you know, Taylor having the secret on Adam and Adam having the secret on Taylor?
I knew it was going to backfire.
Did you? Did you know it was going to backfire, though, or just because tonight?
I wouldn't say I knew it was going to backfire tonight, but I would say that I knew it was going to backfire at some point.
Yeah. What about you?
What? She wants your pen.
You want my pen? Okay, there you go. I don't know. I think that it was weird because Taylor's saying, oh, you know what, like, I have this against Adam, and you know what? Nobody else knows besides Adam that I was stealing the food. But then he went right back around in tribal and said, you guys all knew that I was stealing the food. And I'm like, Brian and Chris did know at the last tribal that you stole food. Like, they brought it up. So I don't know why he's trying to say nobody knows besides Adam.
I feel like it's very much like they can't be trusted, maybe. And that's why I say that I don't want to – I'm not stereotyping all millennials. But I am saying that, you know, I feel like they can be swayed even more. And we see that with, you know, next week's episode, too, where it's like one has a secret and then it just gets spilled.
But it's Survivor. Survivor.
Yes,
Everyone has a secret.
Don't tell people
your
secret.
But that's why you don't tell people your secret. Exactly.
Nobody. Well, that's just millennials being millennials.
I mean, do you guys remember, who was it last season? I can't remember his name. Forget
good talk.
It was a good talk.
Good one.
It was good.
Rocking that.
I'm gonna find out.
I will say, I want to bring this up because I thought this at the beginning, that there certainly seems to be some people who are starting to feel really confident. And you mentioned that about Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw that with Chris a little bit, that some people, now that you've made it this far, or maybe are like, I'm feeling pretty good about where I'm sitting.
Yeah,
in talking about confidence, I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
I thought it was really interesting how Zeke and Will just automatically decided, like, okay, I'm safe. I'm going to go get this food and this beer.
Right.
No beer for Will. But I just don't feel like you ever feel safe in Survivor until you are either in jury.
Exactly.
Back at home or with a check for $1 million. Can you really be safe?
After thinking about it a little bit, I'm actually impressed by Will's move there because I think Will, he won last week at Challenge. He won immunity last week.
And he goes, I'm never going to win this.
And he just knows where he's going to do well and where he's not. So he was confident enough to just drop out, which I was impressed by that. But it's a good point that a lot of people are feeling themselves now because they made it to the merge. They all want to play their games. One person that shouldn't be playing her own game is Hannah, who talks about, I'm going to play independently now.
Right.
I'm going to make an aggressive move.
Now that we've seen her play independently, we hope that Hannah will be dependent on the rest.
How aggressive was that, though? Let's circle back. She said that, and I was like,
when she was saying that to Jay?
Yeah. I don't feel like your move was aggressive.
It wasn't aggressive. No. It was just the fact that she didn't include them, right?
No.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, in her defense, she was saying, you know, if I would have stayed with you and Taylor on this, like, I know that you guys would have taken me as the GOAT. Which is true.
It's true.
In her defense.
But don't make it seem like you're a leader.
No, she wasn't a leader because she did not make that move.
No.
I think Hannah is setting herself up to make it to the final three.
You do?
Because she's playing so... She thinks she's playing well, but she has shown such poor abilities to pick a team, to be competitive.
To win challenges.
To be in a challenge, not even to make any decision that makes sense, that I think that she's a perfect candidate to come along to the final three and not get
to
any votes.
To be joined, right. Yeah.
But I don't know. If you're sitting in a jury... Or in, you know, with three people that neither the rest of them are good, they probably would pick Hannah over them.
Well, it depends who you go against.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Say that you went, okay, this would never happen, so I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say that you went with Taylor and Adam, but
no, Taylor,
it's not going to happen.
First of all, the millennials are all, they're getting rid of each other, which is what we talked about last week. At this point, it looks like Gen X, I know that the previews say that Gen X is going to have mutiny. I think that's completely just trying to throw us off the scent.
I think
millennial is just going to... They're now the minority by a lot, and they're going to continue to take each other out unless they start to play their idols immediately.
It's very much like, and we think we saw it this episode, where the Gen X's have a little bit of a rift. You see a rift between Sunday and Jessica, but they're quiet about it.
Yes.
They're not all like, oh, this is what I think. This is what I think. This is, you know,
I feel like what we see between the millennials and the Gen X's.
I also think that's a direct factor of age. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it now that there's patience. They're at the day 24, 25, and you can see the millennials, they're ready to make their moves. They don't have the patience. They don't have the wisdom. They don't have the age. They haven't been around long enough, and you can tell by the Generation X group that they're more patient. They're just waiting them out.
Yeah.
They're like, you guys want to take each other out? Okay.
Yeah, we'll
they're
let
not
you take
saying
each other
that,
out.
But I guarantee they're feeling that at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like they have said that before. Like, they know that they're picking
but
each other out.
But they're trying to, like, right. let them keep taking each other out.
I will continue to say it as we watch, you know, these millennials, like, self-destruct. Michaela said it right. They needed to stick together. They decided, screw that, they weren't going to. But yet we still see the Gen X staying strong. Like, even tonight, Sunday kind of low-key was going to come for Jess. And they were like, okay, not the right time.
Exactly.
Totally not the right time.
And even the one group that was part of that in millennials is the strongest, which is supposed to be the bond between Taylor and Jay, that's out the window now.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little bit of back and forth at Tribal. So millennials they're done for, in my opinion, pretty much. And also you saw it. Brett was drinking aggressively.
Dunzo.
And I think he was just celebrating where they're at.
Oh yeah. No,
he was, you know.
What's that?
Is your phone vibrating? Someone's phone is vibrating.
I don't know.
Mine doesn't vibrate.
Just saying that. I got mine on silent.
Speaking of Reward and Brett having lots and lots of drinks, so we see him. I mean, he's letting loose. You know, he's having some looks like Mai Tais or something, and then he moves to White Russians.
Dude,
he's
the White Russians are delicious.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
I forgot how much I loved those until I went to Vegas this past weekend, and it was like, these are fantastic.
The resort that they went to was absolutely beautiful. They got, you know, burgers, fries, and cocktails.
Yeah,
those burgers were huge.
Huge.
That competition was not even...
Honestly, that's what we're talking about. It was an absolute blowout. They did the whole, I'm going to say, like, testy toss, because that's what we call it in the Midwest.
Testy toss, yeah.
But they did all of their balls before they even got through the sand. I mean, it was just a bad pick on Hannah's part. She had Jay, Zeke, Will, Jess, and Adam. And her reasoning for that was because she wanted to keep Jay and Will close. I don't know if she really, like, thought it through that much, to be honest. Like, she just kind of went for it. And, like, Chris obviously picked Brett, and then he picked Ken, which was smart. If I was,
yeah.
If I was Hannah, I really and I got second
I had,
pick,
I really wish I had known picked. How the picks were going. Like, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. Because you almost look at it, and you were like, how did this happen?
Well, the way that he read it down, I figured maybe that was it.
Right.
Because he said Chris picked Brett, Ken, David, Sunday, and Taylor. And that seems like the right order
right.
to me.
I mean, but at the end of the day, he said schoolyard picking. We all know how, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. we would pick for kickball. It yeah. was probably each captain, teeter-totter.
1-1, yeah, 1-1.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. But we have to think about it. Hannah's not you all know. That strategic.
Right,
it's a strength game. It's
Chris,
a strength
if
game.
If Chris picked Brett, then as Hannah, next, I would be like, okay, Ken.
Right, yes. But back we go back to the type of person that she Hannah is. And Hannah might not have been thinking yeah. strategically, mm-hmm. like, I want to win this. Mm-hmm. She was thinking, let me pick my quote-unquote alliance friends. Members, even though that alliance
or
was
how about
blown
this?
Out weeks ago.
I think that Hannah wanted to win. She's just not smart enough when she's picking the teams to think it through enough. To pick the
I mean,
right
she,
people.
If, did you guys hear her under she her said, breath? She had well, counted them out halfway through the challenge.
Yeah. Halfway through the challenge, she says, so I'm not going to be a sports right. captain. But I think when she actually picked, she probably thought she was making picks. I think it just shows she
but
her judgment
she
is
did
not
say that
great.
She wanted to keep them together.
Well, I do think, like, to her
Jay
defense...
And Will.
Yes, to her defense, too, like, when you are going to these reward challenges, like, I know that a lot of times when you go on reward, then you kind of build new alliances and this and that. But, like, you do kind of still have to stay towards your... You, when you're picking, like, you do want to pick your alliance. So I want to pick to win. I want to pick to win, too, but it is reward.
It's
not
There's
it's not
there.
Like it's an immunity
Clearly
challenge.
Clearly, it didn't
you see
work for Taylor. Taylor was on the winning squad, got a bunch
yeah,
of food.
Yeah, but Taylor doesn't
but
count.
No, I'm saying, like, that's an example of that, is that Taylor, yeah. but obviously didn't build a big enough alliance with those people, never had,
I don't
like,
think
a
he was trying
alliance.
To build any
and
type of alliance. He was trying to eat.
And it didn't really seem like they talked too much game
yes.
while they were
mm.
on
yes.
this reward, which was interesting, because in the past, especially past seasons, you see a lot of, mm-hmm. like, you know, strategy talk.
But you know what I think that
rewards.
Is?
There's no need to do that
was,
right now.
Exactly. And
Generation
you know why?
X just has to stay quiet.
Right.
Make sure they just keep picking them off. They're in the. They have the majority right,
right
now.
Right, but we have paranoid king David there, and he's like the king of wanting
to talk
a little
bit
of strategy.
But he's with all his besties right now.
But I think he realizes now, like, let the script write itself for a little. It's there.
He's a script writer.
He sees the script. Let them handle themselves, and then he'll come back in. Don't worry, David's coming back.
Okay.
Let's just point out real quick that those were like 2-pound burgers. And
yes.
I got really hungry looking at them serving up that burger.
They were huge.
How did we go back to the burger?
Yeah, I know, right?
Did
so we were done with that. We saw the burger.
Already talked about the burger.
But,
like,
I mean, speaking about the scrambling, though, they didn't need to scramble, like you were saying, because it was all Gen X. Literally, the only
right,
person they knew was Taylor.
They were talking about.
Okay. Because yeah. they well, was like, they don't even need Taylor. They don't want Taylor.
So, obviously, they were at a paradise. And everybody at a paradise likes to get some relaxing in, some sleeping in. And if you want to get the best night's sleep of your life, you need to get Helix Sleep. Normal mattresses cost $500,000. Let's be honest. We're looking at Survivor. They're all sleeping on the sand. They're all just, you know, getting any sleep that they can. They're not getting the best sleep. If you want to get a good sleep, all about Helix Sleep. They actually run a 3D test to determine what the best manner of sleep that you can
3D?
Get. The most comfortable standard. The technology out there is ridiculous. I mean, it's not like you're just sleeping on a board anymore.
That's amazing.
So that's what they do here. You can, you know, find them at helixsleep.com/podcast. It gives you $50 off. Once again, this is not a $500 to $1,000 mattress. It's great for couples. They can customize each side of the mattress. So when Taylor and Figgy get back together, maybe they can get a little Helix on. It's been mentioned in Forbes, GQ, a bunch of other things. Seriously, they're a great company. Go check them out. Once again, helixsleep.com, and to get $50 off, helixsleep.com/podcast.
Great.
It's all about being well-rested.
Nice.
You
thank
work,
you.
You do your best when you're well-rested, so.
Speaking of Figgy and Taylor again, I don't think we told our viewers this. I know we all know, but Taylor's having a baby with someone
yes.
that is not Figgy. So either he had a girlfriend before he went on Survivor and then did a little
did you guys
stuff
hear
with Figgy
his little,
or later.
Like,
yes, at the end.
Like, mm-hmm. go home speech. He was like, me and my girl, we're going to sail.
Like, you talking about Figgy
up.
Or are you talking about...
And I was like, but don't you have a girlfriend?
Well, he very well could have met this girl after Survivor, after Figgy, and then gotten pregnant within like a week or something.
I just want to know what that phone call was. So he gets home
yeah.
and he calls Figgy. Does she answer? Does she put him on the block list? Like,
uh-huh.
what led to him,
baby?
Like, randomly getting this girlfriend, him having a baby?
Right,
because
right,
he
right.
was very much into, I'm doing this for Figs.
Well, that's another thing.
I need revenge
thing.
For Figs.
Exactly.
Figs, Figs, Figs.
All day, he's like, I'm trying to avenge Figgy. I'm like, aren't we done with her? Like, let it go. Like, they were playing a game. Like, relax.
I'm not going to lie. Like I said before, I would have preferred to see Figgy stay in this game and actually play mm-hmm. than watch Taylor hang out with the bros.
And hide food
hashtag
and do nothing
but millennial.
No, to be honest.
Hashtag millennial.
I know that we, like, a lot of people had very mixed feelings about Figgy, but I think that going along, like, say that Taylor had gone home, like we were saying, I think she would have done great. And I think she would have been
agree.
A really fun person to watch. She would have caused some drama. She would have shook things up a little bit. But she also would have played the game. And I wish that she could have stayed a little longer. I don't wish she would have won, but I wish right. she would have stayed longer and been on the jury or something.
Right. I think the interesting part, like, with a game like Survivor, although they're, like, the fun characters that mm-hmm. we love to kind of watch and see, it's a human game.
Exactly.
So we can't get our favorites to kind of keep playing if they're playing a horrible game. I think her aligning herself with Taylor was her demise, mm-hmm. and had she have really come in to really play, mm-hmm. and regardless of what the flirtation was like, you can call me in 30
but
days.
He was a yeah, surfer. Right.
That would have been a mature thing to do.
He was a surfer dude.
Right. And so what, because I do fit into the category of being a millennial, I hate to just say that they are acting this way because of their age.
Well, some of them are, though.
I think they just genuinely like each other, and it's hard to, like, if you like somebody and you're not doing anything all day, to, like, not let the flirtation show and not, like, show your feelings.
Right. But, okay, so, Paige, I got one for you. Mm-hmm. So, if you know that you're in a tribe with Mr. Right, mm-hmm. and, like, this is marriage material, this is the one. Are you going to chance them for $1 million, or are you going to wait to start this romance?
Hopefully, in an ideal world, I would wait, obviously. But, like, maybe their feelings just caught up to them, and they couldn't help it. I don't know. Obviously, they weren't right for each other, but obviously want $1 million.
Nonetheless, you could also have a romance, but you can be secretive about it, too.
Like they tried that.
But how
not
are you going to be
cameras.
Secretive about
not
it?
Not
look, you could be secretive from the rest of the people. No, I'm not saying from us.
But
watching.
Really, though, because yeah. nobody, literally, you're on the island
yeah,
together
I
at all
so.
Times.
I mean, it's
I
hard.
I don't think it will work.
I don't think it will work. You're not supposed
maybe
to have a
little door.
But you could yeah. go off and pretend like you're talking and get a little time in, but you don't need to be all over each other all the time. I mean,
yeah.
there are ways to potentially have a romance that not everyone is going to be
reality dating.
Have you had an office romance? Because you're speaking like you know this.
No, but
yeah, like they didn't need to make out at night and like have everybody here.
You don't have to lay on each other in front of everyone.
Right.
I mean, you could. I'm just saying, if you want to play for $1 million legitimately and maybe you have feelings for someone, but you're mature enough to say, okay, we're still going to like keep our hands off each other because realistically, when you can't keep your hands off each other, and that's it's almost immature.
You can be flirtatious a little bit, but it doesn't need to be like that extreme.
Right. I mean,
I get it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I get it, but you can also still kind of try to be
what are people saying on the live chat?
I don't have my phone died, so I'm no longer on the live chat. But I think in talking about like blown up games and mm-hmm. really bad missteps, I think Adam is another one who is playing a horrible game.
Oh.
I think. If Jay miraculously gets immunity or he gets off the radar between now and next week, Adam has to go home.
I agree. I mean, even like with the whole Jay and Adam thing, like when they were in the water talking about the vote, Adam's sitting there throwing this in Jay's face as if he's not on the bottom either. Like he's saying, oh, you know what? How does it feel to be on bottom? This and
social
that.
Social cues.
Social cues.
I think we saw tonight that Adam struggles with communication in the proper
yes.
manner.
And we see
he communicates. He just doesn't. Communicate the right points and effectively in a manner that other people would like.
He yeah. doesn't think two steps ahead about what he says and the impact
yes.
it will have.
And in the game that he's playing, that's a really bad
yes.
flaw.
Think before you speak.
And with the other players, we see that obviously it's not just like Taylor and Jay that don't want to work with him. Even Zeke says, you know, literally last week I wanted to vote him out just because I didn't want to work with him anymore.
How did Adam's name not come up as far as someone's name to write down today?
Because Adam was still on the alliance with the Gen X. Like even
so
we,
what?
Because they,
Jess is in the alliance and Sunday still threw her
but
name
they
out
know
there.
That Taylor and Jay are bigger threats. They said that. They said, well, that was for Will. They said, we want to split the vote between Taylor and Jay because Will isn't as much of a threat. But, like, Adam just was on the right side of the vote last week, so he's technically in their alliance. Like, that's just how it was. Like, everything that they did, they included Adam in the talks and this and that. So I just feel like it
for
was
now,
just easier for them
now,
to vote the,
yeah.
the two out that they knew that they wanted to get out.
Yeah.
What do you guys
for
think?
Now, don't rock the boat.
Right, exactly. Just, and he's not even that much of a threat anyway.
For me, I look at it like Adam's willing and dealing mm-hmm. could have easily, if he would have directed it a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
Could have worked for Adam, Jay, and Taylor, and Will if Adam would just focus his mind.
What?
Because at the end of the day, he's at the very end of the totem pole with the majority and the Gen X's. So would have behooved him to maybe work with Taylor, bring over Hannah, and try to get above, like, grow his social status.
But people don't want to work with Adam.
I wouldn't want to work with him either. I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help him strategize a little bit, because clearly he doesn't know how.
All right. Yeah, that's true. On that note, I guess we'll move into immunity, because we saw some people doing well that we thought might not do as well, and some people doing.
The big question: do you sit out and get the grilled ham and cheese and drinks, or go for it?
$1 million.
$1 million. That's what I'm saying.
That's not the option.
You can get immunity. That could be between going in and saying, if Taylor would have opted.
So you are saying, like, for the looking at the specific challenge. I'm not saying, like,
I was trying to try anything I can to get immunity, no matter what.
Here's what I will say. I didn't think about this until Mike brought it up. Evaluating what this particular challenge was,
yes.
If you've ever seen me in a yoga class, it's hilarious. I have absolutely no balance.
Mm-hmm. Have any of you guys seen her in a yoga class?
No, but now I'm intrigued.
I'm just saying.
Snapchat question mark?
Yes.
Follow her on Snapchat.
Anywho.
Where's your snap? Tell the camera.
D Price K. Follow me on Snap.
Boom.
You can see me fall all over the place in yoga. Anywho. Maybe Will did, like you said earlier, looked at the challenge. I have no balance. I'm going to get this food. But don't you just try a little bit?
Real quick. Can we be reminded, what was the immunity challenge last week when Will won? What did he have to do
it
for
it? The pole. You had to keep the pole from tipping.
You're balancing.
Yeah.
Well, but not as much.
Is that really balanced, though? It's more of like a strength thing.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I was thinking it was something with balancing, but I forgot.
A different type of balance, because you had to keep the jug from tipping.
But it was more like a steady.
I don't think you sit one out at the end of the day, no matter who you are, because I think at the end, when it comes down to, you know, if you're at the final three and you're trying to prove your point, and you say, oh, you sat one out, that doesn't look like you're fully competitive, but I kind of appreciate that Will coming off a victory where he could be feeling himself like, I won, I could win another one, and it's something that you think, oh, it's pretty similar to what he did. He was just so confident to just sit it out. I have an appreciation for that for Will, because he's still undefeated in the challenges. He didn't really compete. So
I would say that obviously half the people, they didn't need to, because they were already full bellied. Like, you
That's
don't
what
need
we
to
were
be that.
Saying too.
So I look at the people who I thought would have sat out, Chris and Brett, who are like big guys who, you know, they're older too. Balance is not that good, but they didn't really.
But Brett
hungry.
Says too afterwards, "Why didn't I?"
Brett
sit
is
out?
Like,
I'm
"Man,
stupid.
Why the heck not
but,
not
like,
get that beer?"
But like, we saw Will and Zeke, the two that sat out, neither of them ate the day before.
And I think that just goes to show you that Zeke was hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Zeke was hungry. I mean, sometimes that is. Like a
day
reward
25.
In itself.
Day 25. It's a legitimate
because
thing.
You need that fuel to be able to do stuff. So I mean, maybe it was in their best interest.
See, okay, guys, I have a question for you guys, because when I seen them extremely eager to grab their sandwiches, the first thing that came to my mind is like, okay, I've done fast before, and it's easier to continue just not eating.
I agree.
Than having a bite to eat randomly when you slip up. For me, it's really, really hard if I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just have this tiny little piece of something, because then it like throws me off, and I go back to that day one of being starved out of my mind.
I think that's when you know where the ending is. When you're fasting and you know where the ending is, you know this.
They
is
know
how
where
long,
the ending is.
This
right.
is how
they,
long
they
I
know
gotta
almost
make
every
it.
Day.
They have 14 days left.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it's not like for whenever you're fasting, it's not like I have like 2 days or I have like 3 days.
No, my last one was like 21.
I'm confused.
Are you fasting for 21 days?
Like a cleanse.
Yes. Like a diet cleanse? Not like fasting.
You guys,
okay,
I'm not
besides
the
point.
Here.
But no, I agree with that. I will say that I agree with that because I'm the same way with like dieting or this or that. Like I think sometimes look at Joel last season, okay? So like he was fine, he was doing great, he was winning stuff, and then all of a sudden he went to reward and there was beef and there was food and then he couldn't contain himself and he ate, and then it messed up his whole inside and he had to go home.
Yeah. Also, Joe was 71.
True.
I'm just going to throw that part
out. But, I mean, we've seen that with other people, too. Yeah. They get sick once they eat too much. And
for sure.
I thought someone was going to get sick with the cocktails, with all the meat. Like, that's too much.
Let's talk about Brett. He was throwing them back.
Man.
Like, what did Chris say? He had, eight or nine drinks? How did he not hungover? I would have
good for Brett.
I would have had a few, too.
That's what you said when he lost the challenge. Like, well, maybe he was hungover.
I thought so. He had to have been hungover.
Did you see the size of that burger? You can have, like, 3 drinks of burger when the burgers are that big.
I mean, he is bigger than I am, but the fact that you haven't really eaten. Just a little bit. The fact that you haven't eaten and this is the first time you've had alcohol in 25 days, I would have thought he would have gotten
hammered. But they have eaten throughout the game so far. It's not 25 days, no food.
I know. They have little...
Yeah, but like coconut and like freaking sugar... What are those things called? Sugar canes?
Rice. They have rice.
Okay, maybe a fish here and there. Like, they're really not eating that much.
Yeah, I mean, they're losing like 20 pounds. But that's why I don't think it's like one meal like that. As long as you are,
you gotta pace yourself. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all.
Grilled ham and cheese.
Yeah,
like it's not
and beer.
And beer.
Yeah, just pace yourself.
Not for Will. Will only got soft drinks.
Poor Will.
Jeff did make sure to tell us that.
What kind of soft drink do you think? What if it was a soft drink you didn't like?
Was it root beer, Dr. Pepper, or Coke?
Pepsi.
Maybe they got him something else.
Yeah, Survivor doesn't tell us who's the sponsor there. That's weird. Come on, CBS.
Yeah, come on.
Who's your sponsor? Tell us.
Let us know. That's money right there.
That's money in the bank. You turn down.
Easy.
But then Ken wins, and we're all super happy for Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
And his ab shot, right, Don? You were really...
Well, that's something that you should, all the females that want to look at the abs and the males, you should be focusing on the rest of the season because there's been more time for them to lose weight, so their abs are going to show even
you
more.
You actually lose more weight, too, when you do... like cycling of food. So the fact that, you know, he did eat a lot and then didn't eat a lot the next day, you actually burn more fat that way.
Hmm.
It's called carb
cycling. Speaking of the romance thing, if you find Mr. Right on the show, would you do that or $1 million? If it was kinda, I don't know, you guys, I might take a chance for Ken.
Nope. I'm taking my strategy. I'm gonna take him late at night over to the cliff, and I'm gonna be like, look, you're hot. I think something could be
Let's
here.
Make out by the cliff, but then don't show anybody. Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of is the season of The Bachelor with Brittany.
Never
and the fact it was the guy who showed up and it was deciding between it was Britt. And it was deciding between Britt and I forget the other girl's name, and it was the first night. And the guys had to vote about which girl they wanted. Sorry, we're really going off
topic. Like,
but they had to decide which girl they wanted, and the majority of them picked the other girl, so Britt went home. But the one guy was like, I came here for Britt, so I don't really want to stay for this other girl. And he went, and they dated for like 3 months. They broke up.
The Bachelor guy?
Yeah.
He left for the other girl.
The guy who showed up for The Bachelor.
Wow.
And didn't want to, he's like, I came here for her, and if she's leaving,
see, that's the thing. I mean, like, honestly, like, I would obviously work as hard as I could, but if Ken was, like, at stake, I don't know. I mean, it changes the game for me. I'm just
like
going
to
say.
Have
I'm
you reached out
say.
To him on Twitter? You should reach out to him on Twitter.
No,
Slide in his DMs.
On.
I hear that word.
Slide in his DMs. Yeah, no big deal. I don 't know if my boyfriend would like that.
I was going to say. Should he just post 3-year anniversary stuff?
I'm trying to throw that loop in there.
Sorry,
I'm
Andrew.
Not doing that. Right. I did see 3-year anniversary pictures on pages.
3 years?
Social media.
Oh,
so follow
me.
You guys should congratulate me. You're on that. I'm just going to say that.
I love you, but I mean, come on, Ken.
Right now, I'm just sticking up for
you. I think my boyfriend would understand you guys.
Does he have abs like Ken?
I mean, they're not there yet. They're not quite to Ken.
I'm just trying to encourage him to get in the gym.
Yeah.
I got
okay,
you, brother.
So back to how this vote broke down.
Back to Survivor. Okay, speaking of the vote, we get into the craziness afterwards at Tribal. Let's step back for a second. Before we go to Tribal, Taylor brings Jay over to his little food stash and says, dude, it's our last meal.
Last supper.
One of us going home. I got all the stashes.
It's the
and they're
end
saying,
of the world.
I didn't have, we barely had anything left. There were crumbs. I didn't eat anything. There was two full jars of pretzels, peaches.
He had to downplay it just a little bit.
Okay. But I'm just saying, so he brings them over to the stash. They start eating and whatnot. And then Adam decides, or Taylor decides, to just tell everybody at Tribal what went on. I mean, big explosion.
Because
it was
of Jay.
Last, like, ditch effort.
Because
I mean,
of
he went
Jay.
Home, so what? In his defense.
What do I have to lose?
He went out running. I don't think what he did was right. I literally hate him, but.
It's kind of like leaving with an idol. You have this juicy something else, is somebody else's business, and you're like, I'm going to just throw it out here. See if it sticks to the wall, because it could be the difference of me going home or playing for $1 million.
Do you throw
it out or not?
I want to get everyone's opinion on this, including the live chat. I don't think that Taylor would have said anything if Jay didn't push him. Did you hear? Right as they were leaving, and Jay was like, yo, you need to say that. You need to push. You need to say.
Taylor brought it up saying that he was the one that wanted to do it.
And he's like, yeah, but he was bringing it up as like, oh, I don't really know.
The way that he was saying it was just so cocky.
And Jay was like, yeah, do this. Totally throw this wrench in.
And then Jay seemed really subdued at Tribal.
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing
Jay
to do with this.
Is trying to save himself, and he's using Taylor as his sacrifice.
Yes.
And that's the same way why when you saw Taylor going at it with Adam, and then he sort of throws Jay under the bus about the eating the food, you see Jay's face change, like, and he quiets down, like, oh, he didn't even know he meant to throw me under the bus. And that's why later you see Jay come back at Taylor saying, like, I'm playing this game to win, and no offense, like, Surfer Boy.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think Jay is playing a decent game to have a really good argument if he makes it down to the three.
Jay's in trouble. But can I say that the biggest mistake that was made in all of Tribal by Adam was that when Adam was coming back at Taylor, he didn't say anything about the fact that he found his advantage.
That it was earned.
He just kept denying.
Get paid started. Get paid started.
He should have, if he was just honest, instead of being so frustrated that Taylor was coming at him for it, he should have said, he could have been much better about it and said, listen, you're right. I went out and found it. I didn't say I'm going to use it.
I have it.
I don't appreciate you telling everyone my secret. I thought I could trust in you. He would have come off looking a lot better. Instead, he got super defensive and didn't stick up for his actual point. And he realistically didn't do anything wrong, but he didn't sell his side of it the right way.
I feel like it's hard in a situation like that, though, to like not... I mean, I would be very frustrated, too. He's just lying and he's going on and on and on and people are just believing him. You got to like somehow...
But he never ever said...
It's all
like,
about... I look at it like this. When I'm preparing a case for trial, it's not about me being wrong or me being right. It's all about how I put my sentences together to get the jury to believe that I should win this.
Well, that's a typical lawyer statement. It doesn't matter if you're guilty, just how you spin
the thing. You're totally right. At the end of the day, I have to represent my client. It is what it is. But what I'm saying is that the same way goes for Taylor. Taylor did not do a great job of all he did was throw the information out there. He didn't craft anything together to get the bullseye taken off of his back and put on Adam's. Because if I was Taylor, I would have been like, while we're sitting here talking about trust and who we're going to take with us in this game, there are a lot of things that we don't know about Adam. I would have turned to Ken and Jessica the same way you guys felt a few weeks ago. He didn't really paint the picture and give them a pain point to grasp onto.
And you didn't really need to throw it out the way that he did. If you just said, hey, there's some things going on, blah, blah, blah. Jeff would have been like, well, what's going on, Taylor? And then he could have been like, well, here's the thing. You know, I hit these jars. I'm going to admit it, but blah, blah, blah.
This is all factual. You guys both make fantastic points. You just forget that we're talking about Taylor.
Yes.
And you're giving him way too much credit for being able to craft this smart move.
Taylor, also, like as you're saying, Taylor is not really smart in a lot of regards. He didn't even vote for Jay when he knew the vote was split between him and Jay. Like, he wouldn't have won anyways because one vote extra still went to him.
But
why wouldn't you try?
You guys, I will say this. I liked Taylor's loyalty to the end.
There's an honesty about Taylor.
I like the fact that he was like, okay, regardless of, like, I'm still not going to vote out my bro.
But
like,
you're going to get voted out then. It's stupid.
Jay could have voted for Adam. Taylor could have voted for Adam. Regardless, the votes, Taylor still would have went home.
Yeah, I know, but it was just, if I was in that situation, we saw Jay and Taylor talk about it, too, when they were in the hammock, and he said, you know what we gotta do, one of us is going home tonight, we gotta, like, basically vote each other out, and they're like, okay.
Unless he, you know, they didn't show exactly the full argument, and he really thought that he was going out, and he was like, screw it, I'm going down guns blazing, I might as well just vote out Adam. Taylor, because he voted Adam.
He said that weeks ago, that he was revenging.
Exactly.
He was getting back for Figgy.
Exactly. So he must have thought tonight of like, you know what? Obviously, with everything that was presented from Adam and myself, I'm totally in the wrong. I'm going to be voted out. I might as well go out voting for Adam.
Taylor,
that's the only thought that I have.
Yeah.
He's going guns blazing.
I still think that Jay shouldn't have voted for Taylor.
Really?
No, but Jay also, he said that he ate crumbs when he clearly ate more than crumbs.
Well, we know Jay is a manipulator liar. Crumbs, you guys still know that I'm angry with him for voting off Michaela. So Jay's on thin ice with me, but I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Jay voted for Taylor so that next week he can say that he voted for Taylor and is trying to get in with that group.
I'm sure that's why he did it, but I'm still saying
nervous.
Loyalty over everything.
I'm surprised he didn't play his immunity idol when he was really that close to being voted out.
I think because Sunday gave him the heads up, he knew how the votes were going to come down, what the split was going to be.
Would you have played your immunity idol in that case?
Well, it depends. If so, depending on the conversation I have with
Sunday. At least that's what I'm thinking. In my mind, I'm trying to give him a legit reason as to why he wouldn't have played it. I think he had to have known what the numbers were.
She probably went and told him, like, this is who's voting for you, this is who's it's just split, but whatever.
Which I do like the fact that Sunday and Jay have this alliance. I think it's really smart, the fact that they're not overly
They don't take it personally.
Does Sunday know that Jay has the idol, though?
It doesn't seem like she does.
Because you would think, like, in that situation, he'd be like, all right, here's the thing. I have the idol. Should I play it? A lot of people do that in that last-ditch effort when they're at the end, you know?
Smarter than we thought.
Oh, God. I don't know. I just don't think... I understand it was a last-ditch move by Taylor, but I just don't think it was right. Like, say that he hadn't gone out tonight then, nobody would ever trust him. He would never win on a jury.
Taylor had to win the challenge. He got down to the last two with Ken. If he would have won, he would have been
around.
He knew
it was a...
yeah. It's a different scene, a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Damn. Survivor's crazy.
I know, because Ken's calf looked like it was cramping up or something, where he kept, like, going up and down. Yeah. I was like, okay, yeah.
So you're a lawyer and a doctor?
It was weird when Taylor was balancing. Like, he wasn't even looking at the ball. He was just, like looking in the air. I'm like, aren't you, like, trying to look at the ball to balance it?
It looked like a,
I don't know.
Like he was in the circus.
Somehow this reminded me of a random thing that you guys need to try sometime, and everyone out there in the live chat. Close your eyes and try to stand on one leg, and you can't do it for a minute.
Really?
One leg, eyes closed, try to do it for a minute. You won't be able to.
How do you know? Into the girl with no balance.
I'm throwing out there. Go
for
it.
It's a thing?
And then tell us what you crash into.
Who says it's not possible?
It's not possible.
He does.
All right. We're going to try this.
This has not been researched. He has not thought this through. He couldn't do it, and now he wants you guys to try.
No. It's been documented.
Okay.
It's been documented.
Someone Google.
It's like the cinnamon challenge.
Check.
We'll come back next week with our results.
Wait, what is the cinnamon challenge?
When you put the cinnamon in your mouth.
A spoonful of cinnamon.
You can't do it. You can't swallow it. Your mouth gets all like puffed up and then like you spit it out and it's just
really big. And then if you don't want to take the standing challenge, at least take the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah. It's actually dangerous because when you spit it out, you cough and so you inhale a little bit and you actually get the cinnamon in your lungs.
Or for liability reasons, I'm going to say please do not try either one. At your own risk.
This one's safe.
Someone on the live chat
who is home right now, try this. I really want to hear your thoughts.
I hope if someone hurts
both eyes closed,
they know
one
not.
Leg,
they know who to sue.
60
All right, on that note, let's get into predictions.
Let's do it.
This has gone off the rails.
We really have gone away for a little bit, but
I tried to reel them in.
All right, guys. Who wants to start? Michael, I vote you.
I'm going to go back a little... I'm going to go back a little bit and say that, you know, we kind of talked about this. I think you brought it up. Is that I don't see a rift being happening between the Gen Xers. I think that's really kind of throw it off because I see that they're just...
What about Sunday and
Jess? ...functioning too well. I see the Sunday and Jess, but I think they just handle it better. I don't see there's, like, a huge rift.
Yeah.
And so I see people choosing Sunday over Jess.
I'm glad that Sunday didn't push for it tonight, too, because I was like, just don't do it because it's not going
to
work.
I mean, here's the thing. No matter what, they still would have had numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You're down to 11. You're still 6-5 instead of 7-5.
Yeah.
Now it's 6-4.
6-4.
After tonight?
No, 7-4.
7-4.
Right? Because, yeah, no, there's 11. Now there's 11.
Okay.
So you're at 7. I think you're 7-4, right?
Okay, mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
No,
yeah.
That doesn't act. That's not
Brett,
good, man.
Jessica, Ken, David, Sunday... Chris, 6.
Sorry. But I'm saying throwing Zeke in there, like your number.
Your alliance numbers.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, your alliance numbers. And so I see if that really comes to a halt, I see Sunday winning.
So you're talking about
Jess.
The four.
So the four is, well,
Adam,
Taylor's out.
Jay, Will.
Yes, and Hannah.
And Hannah, okay. But Hannah, yeah, I mean, Hannah and Adam were in on the vote today. Like, they were in on the whole Gen X conversations today. So it might really be between Jay and Will, which in this case, what we saw for next week,
I'm saying for going between Sunday and Jess,
okay.
Jess loses.
Okay, gotcha. I think next week it could maybe go between Jess and Jay because I think that with the whole thing that's happening, obviously we saw for next week that everybody's going around saying that Jay has the idol. I feel like they might... vote for Jay, and Jay will play the idol, and then they'll end up voting Jessica out. And then Jay won't have an idol, but he'll still be in the game, and Jessica will be gone.
I think Jay plays the idol next week no matter what.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I mean, you have to. I think if you're...
unless something crazy changes.
I mean, you can tell from the way that the conversation goes that Will is telling Zeke this because his name is being thrown out there. So it has to be between Will and Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what is he going to do? Go home with it in his pocket?
I like that.
Yeah, I definitely think that Jay is playing his idol next week. Unless he sticks around, unless he wins immunity, right? I think if Sunday and Jessica were both 20 years younger, they wouldn't have been able to get through this long without trying to vote each other off. But I think it's just their age is letting them.
They're mature enough that they know this is just what you do.
But what is the rift from? Just because Sunday voted Jess once? Like, I've never seen anything happen between them. And Sunday said, oh, it's because I wrote her name down.
But I do think, regardless of what age you are, just as a woman, there are just certain things that you hold on to, even though you pretend like you're good. I think guys have, it's much easier for them to say when they're over it, they're over it. Women, it's always kind of there.
I'll agree with that because, they're like even if,
Well, I'm agreeing with you.
Hey, did anyone on live chat try the challenge?
No one has tried the challenge yet, but try the challenge this week and let the only really MC how it goes. Oh, Michael Klaus.
And again, I tell you, do it at your own risk.
Oh, God.
Not can't at get risk.
Great. Yeah, great. Definitely off the rails talk tonight, but.
No, I definitely think that a millennial is going home next week.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my prediction.
All right. Did you say one?
Yeah, she said about Will. It's between Will and
Jay. Sure. All right. Well, I guess that's Survivor, then.
That's it.
Thanks so much for joining us, you guys, as always.
It's been fun.
Little Survivors.
And shout out to everyone that followed us. Sheena, Eric, Mercy, I know you guys all want shout outs. Thank
Mary.
You, guys.
Yeah,
everybody. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us in the live chat.
Yeah, they're awesome.
We appreciate all you guys. So that was Survivor, Season 33, Episode 9, Still Throwing Punches. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, at TheOnlyMC, on Twitter, at MichaelKlausTV. I really want to know. This is random, but... try the challenge.
Okay, guys. And you guys can follow me on all social media platforms at DominiqueP_ESQ.
Unless Snapchat and you want to see your yoga, and that is at...
DPriceK.
You're welcome.
That was a really nice setup.
There you go.
My name is Michael Rippey. You can follow me on social media at Mike Rips.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. Make sure to like, subscribe, and give us a thumbs up on this video. And you can find me on social media at Paige Bonanno. Thanks for joining.
Adios, everyone.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.